Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing some bossy R words and sounds, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil, and let's write our name at the top of our paper. You write your name, and I'll write mine. And when you have finished, you can put your pencil down. We will not need it for a while. Okay, so we're going to review bossy R sounds. And if we're reviewing, that means you already know that when a vowel, A-E-I-O-U, is next to an R, the R takes control. And it usually says only its sound, and you really can't hear the other vowel sound at all. So here's what I want you to look for first, and let's see if you remember the vowel that the R controls in this word. Ready? Here we go. Skirt. 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 Do you see the girl by the dog? Do you see her? She is wearing a skirt. It has pockets on it. Skirt. Let's color her skirt. Oh, let's do red. Find any kind of a red crayon. You know me, I don't care what kind of red. I grabbed my violet red. And color her skirt red. That has two pockets. So skirt has in it. And we hear the R, but we don't hear the vowel. The vowel that the R is bossing around in the word skirt is I. I-R in skirt says I-R says like in skirt. Take two more seconds for the red skirt. Two, one, and let's try to find this one. Ready? Circle. 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 Do you see the circles all over her shirt? There's another one. Shirt. All right, let's color the circles first. Let's color the circles blue. Find any kind of a blue crayon and color the circles blue. Circles. The in circle is just like the in skirt. It says and it's spelled with an IR. IR in circle, IR in skirt, both have They make the sound of and they both have IR. Okay, take two more seconds for the blue circles. Two, one, and let's color her shirt pink. Find some kind of a pink crayon and let's color her shirt pink. So shirt has the same sound as in skirt and circle. And when you have skirt and circle, and now we have shirt, all of those ers are made with what two letters? Yes, IR. Can't really hear the I at all. That's because that R is bossy and it's controlling the vowel. It's so mean. The I doesn't get to say anything. Okay, take two more seconds for the shirt. Two, one. All right, boys and girls, let's work on another one. Ready? Look for this. Dirt. 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 Boys and girls, do you see the clump of dirt? It kind of looks like a cloud behind the dog. That is a clump of dirt. Let's color the dirt. What color is dirt? Yes, brown. Find your brown crayon and let's color the dirt brown. It looks like a cloud, but it's not. It's a clump or a pile of dirt. So dirt. It has the same sound as in skirt As in circle, as in shirt. So we know that the in dirt has which two letters? Yes, IR in dirt makes It is dirt. It is dirt. Okay, take three more seconds for your clump of dirt, dirt. And now I want you take two more, two, three, two, one. I almost forgot. Three, two, one, put your brown crayon down. And now I want you to look for this one. Ready? Girl. Girl. Yes, we have two girls. I want you to look for the girl that's holding the flower. See that? That girl is holding the flower. Let's color that girl's hair black. Find some kind of a black crayon. If you don't have a black crayon, you can use your gray crayon or you could use your pencil. So that girl in the back with the flower has black hair, and girl makes our sound, girl. The in girl has which two letters? Yes, IR says in girl. And in dirt, and in circle, and in skirt, and in shirt. You got it. So girl is the same IR sound. All right. Take three more seconds for her. Oh, by the way, sorry, don't take three more seconds. She has some hair down by her shoulders. I almost skipped that. Don't forget her hair down by her shoulders. It's flipping out a little. See it? I almost forgot to do that part. All right, take three more seconds for the girl's black hair. Three, two, one. Okay, we're going to move on from the IR sound, and we're going to try something different. So I want you to look for this. Ready? Garden. 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 These girls are in the garden. Let's color the garden fence brown. We just had our brown crayon. Look for your brown crayon and let's color the garden fence brown. Garden has a different bossy vowel team, or two letters, or the vowel that the R is bossing around doesn't say It says R, garden. If it said we would call it the garden. There's the garden, and we don't say that. It sounds silly, so silly. So we're going to say garden. So we know it's not an IR, because that says So which vowel is next to the R when we have R as in garden? Do you know? Do you know? AR says R, garden. AR makes the R sound in garden. You can't hear the A at all. That R is so bossy it controls the A and it doesn't let it talk. So AR in garden makes the R sound. AR in garden makes the R sound. Like in k-r, k-r. That's car. AR in car makes the R sound also. So garden and car. What about f-r, f-r, far? The garden fence is far away. The girl with the flowers is far away. R has our same AR, R. All right, take three more seconds for your garden fence. Three, two, one. Okay, let's color the flower in the pot next to the girl that's far away. There are a lot of pots, but do you see the flower in the pot right next to the girl? Do you see that? Let's color that flower. Let's use our orange crayon. That's a garden flower. This is a flower garden. Garden. So color that flower orange for me. And then color the leaves green for me. All right. So we have an orange flower and green leaves and a green stem. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Okay, let's move away from AR says R and IR says R and look for this. Ready? Fork. 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 There is a garden fork in front of the picture. It's kind of down from the dog. Do you see that? Do you see the garden fork? It looks like a fork we would use to eat with, but this is for gardening. Let's color the fork blue. Find some kind of a blue crayon. It doesn't matter what kind. I just found my blue green. And let's color the fork. Fork. Fork does not have our IR sound. Otherwise, we would say fork. And it doesn't have our AR sound. Otherwise, we would say fark, which is weird. It has our OR, fork. It has an OR. You can kind of hear the O, fork. OR in fork says OR, fork. Okay, take two more seconds. Two, one. All right, look for this one. Thorn, thorn. Yes, thorn. Do you see the roses laying on the ground? They're by the dog. There are thorns on those roses. Let's color the stems and the thorns green. Thorn has our O-R or sound just like fork. When you hear or in thorn, it's O-R. O-R says or like in thorn. O-R says, or like in fork. And one of my favorite Avengers is Thor. He has our O-R sound too. Thor, I love it. All right, look for this one. We have Jordan. Jordan. Jordan is the girl in the skirt. Let's color her bow. Let's color her bow that blue color that we just had. Any kind of blue will work. Can match the circles on her shirt. So Jordan has O-R just like fork and thorn. Okay, boys and girls, put down your blue crayon in two, one. Let's do some writing and reading and looking and circling at the bottom of our paper. Find number one, find your pencil, and find number one. You're going to see a row of pictures. If you hear one of the sounds we've been working on, color it. So number one has pig. The first picture on number one is pig. Do you hear any of our sounds? No, leave it alone. How about the next one? Horn. Horn. Yes, circle it. Horn like fork. What about shark? Ark. Yes, circle the shark like garden. How about bed? Bed. No, leave that alone. How about rope? Rope. Nope, leave it alone. How about the girl that will stir? Stir. Yes, stir like skirt. Good. So check, you should have circled horn or like fork. Shark like garden and bar, and stir like skirt and shirt. All right, let's try number two. Let's read it. I see AR. AR says R. Let's read it. Park. Park. Trace the circle around AR. Park. I like the park. I like to go to the park. Scoot over. Let's write the missing letters that make our R sound. AR says R. Scoot over. Let's write the word park. P, R, A, R, K, K. Check it. You should have P, A, R, K. All right. Let's try number three. I see O, R. O, R says or. Torn. Torn. Trace the circle around O, R. Scoot over. Let's fill in the missing letters for or. T, O, R, or what we are writing. O, R. Torn. And scoot over. Let's write torn. T or right O R N. Check it. You should have T O R N. Torn. And number four, what is that a picture of? Bird. Let's write bird. B B B Which two letters say like in skirt? I-R-D-D-D. Check it for me. You should have B-I-R-D. Will you trace the, not trace, will you circle the I-R for me? I-R says And scoot over to number five. What is that? Yummy. It's corn. Let's write corn. K-k. It's a C. Or, which two letters say or? O-R-N-N. Check it. You should have C-O-R-N. Circle O-R for me because O-R says or. Boys and girls, you did it. We did it. That's because you rock, I roll together. We rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.